Welcome once again to LifeSites, the radio show. My name is T. George Hampshire, and it is a great honor, as always, to be with you. Today, we're going to be talking about some positive things in terms of how we can help ourselves to emphasize relationships in our lives and loving relationships in particular. But before we do, I need to read this legal statement disclaimer. This radio show in no way is intended to be used to diagnose, treat, or cure any specific individual problem or problems. Individuals are highly recommended to see a qualified helping professional, medical doctor, or other caregiver to help them diagnose, treat, and or cure their own specified problem or problems. Well, we've been talking about how there's a serious, desperate need, I think, in evangelical Christianity to begin to go back to the emphasis of loving relationships in our lives, and in particular with the Lord Jesus Christ. But there are others that are vital too for relationships and that of love. So we talked about how there is a serious problem in overemphasizing principles. And yes, it's become kind of a Lucy help moment. And so we need to try to get past this help moment, if you will, and get to a hope kind of a moment. So that's what we're going to be gearing and turning our series towards, is the hope that we have, which is enormous. Because when you think about it, it's really checkmate in three moves: Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that's something I've coined. But there's also another form of checkmate that the Father has willed for our lives. And that is number one, move one, if you will. That's the Godhead bodily. Our love for the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and them for us. Move two is our love for ourselves. And move three is our love for others and their love for us as well. So you have these two different things, I would say, is checkmate in three moves, where we can have this incredible hope within us, a hope that gives us new possibility and a new energy in our lives, and a strength that we can fall back on, and not just fall back on, but have as our foundation in our Christian lives, where it is about relationship and relationships, and of course, that founded by love, those relationships. So it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to think about, that, you know, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in us, loving us, and we loving each of them as individuals as well, is an incredible dynamic and fabulous thing for our lives. And so let's begin to talk about what that entails and how we can get to this point in our lives of some of the things that I've talked about in the past, of that closeness with the Lord Jesus and depending on the Holy Spirit and glorifying and honoring the Father. And, you know, even eventually we'll talk about loving ourselves and loving others as well. And so let's focus first on the first step, if you will, towards this situation that we have. And Dr. Charles Ryrie talks about, and the first step I'm talking about now is this need for us to depend on the Holy Spirit and to walk by the Spirit, which is a dependence on the Holy Spirit, and having the faith. The faith is what connects us to the Holy Spirit. When we have faith, we depend on the Holy Spirit. And so we have to develop this faith. But the question becomes, is it just having faith? I mean, faith is a sounding brass, but faith has to come by love. Again, we're back to that word love. And Paul talks about it. You know, Paul's taken a lot of hits by a lot of people in terms of the Christian world I'm talking about. And Paul was one of the most, well, he's the greatest Christian that's ever lived, follower of Jesus Christ in the history of Christianity. But, you know, I've written my second book. There's going to be a lot of false accusers out there for all of us. And, you know, Paul was no exception. In fact, he was on the front lines like no one else before or since in Christianity's history. But here's what Paul says in terms of, and I agree with Dr. Ryrie, you know, wholeheartedly, that we have to have this faith. This faith in our Christian lives that is vital for us to develop that dependency on the Holy Spirit, so that as we're depending on the Holy Spirit, we are now immersed, if you will, in the spiritual realm. Not totally, because we still have to live in this concrete world of ours, but we're in the spiritual realm where we can now have relationships with the Father, Son, and Spirit. But we have to start by the Holy Spirit. That's the first place we need to recognize that, okay, we've got to get to the Holy Spirit. But here's the other thing. We get to the Holy Spirit as the, if you will, the major first step. But there is something before that that we have to do in order to get to this major point, if you will, of the Holy Spirit. And that is that our this faith has to come by love. And in Galatians, Paul says in Galatians 5:5-6, KJV here, "For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love." So what Paul is saying is that he was saying to the Galatians, who were, I may have mentioned this before, but they were involved in such legalism, in such, they left their first love, the love of Jesus, and they went more towards the do's and don'ts, the rights and wrongs, and maybe and probably even developing faith, but not so by love. And so what the Apostle Paul was saying is that you can have you know, all the faith you want, but it has to come by love. In other words, faith that is born by love, that's coming from love, that's through love, is the greatest faith, because that's the Christian faith, and that's what the Father had for us when He decided to send His Son to die for us. It was love. And so love was there to help us in the beginning, and it's now there to help us in the beginning as we seek to get to the Holy Spirit. See, this is sort of the end game, beginning game, if you will, where the Holy Spirit, we need to get to the Holy Spirit, because the Spirit, as the Father has willed, we need to depend on the Holy Spirit. And so that's how we got to have that faith, but the faith has to come from and by love. So how do we do that? Well, we get into what I think is the best method, if you will. There may be other courses of action to get there, but I think the way that Howard Blandeau had talked to me many years ago about developing that dependency on the Holy Spirit is the correct way to go. And what he had taught me is to first emphasize mostly my love for Jesus and my relationship with Him. In other words, just start relating to Jesus. Look at Jesus as your friend, and in fact, hopefully as your best friend. But if He's not, and I understand that because you're not interacting possibly with Him or hadn't, then emphasize the fact that He's a friend and just begin in your mind to communicate with Him. You know, the Lord Jesus says in John that He, "My sheep hear My voice, and I call them by name." And that is absolutely incredible when you stop and think about it, my friend, that the God of the universe, our Savior, is there and in us, right in us, ready to communicate, to speak to us, and to tell us how much He loves us by name. That is an amazing and wonderful thing. And in fact, one of the greatest moments of my life came many years ago when I was at a park, and I had been trying, as Howard Blandeau taught me, "George, just talk to the Lord Jesus. You know, keep relating to him, keep focusing on him in love. And so as I was doing that for quite some time, and I had gotten a lot of the Lord speaking to me in my counseling sessions, where it's kind of like life and death. As a Jesus Christ-centered counselor, I was like, I was young, I don't know, 27, 29, 30, whatever it was before this incident happened that I'm talking about, this experience. But we, you know, I'd hear the Lord telling me, and it helped a lot of clients and stuff and free me up and help me to, you know, not feel the weight of their life and the weight of the world on my shoulders. So it was incredible. So I was hearing the Lord speak to me in my mind, I think is the most dynamic and wonderful way, but he can speak in our hearts as well. And so one day I was at a park, and I was, Lord, you know, I love you so much. And finally, he said, when I said, Lord Jesus, I love you, he said, George, I love you too. And that's what he said. And I began to shed tears down my face. And I was like, wow, this is Jesus. And I mean it. It was one of the greatest, as you can imagine, greatest moments of my life. And I don't mind admitting, as a grown man, that I cry, because I know it takes, you know, a grown man to cry. But there I was in that park, and finally, I understood what Howard was talking about. And I said, Lord, at that moment, I love you. And he said, George, I love you too. And see, he calls us by name. And so if you're struggling to hear the name, or to hear the voice of Jesus, and this is the starting point, I believe, that's vital to getting us toward a dependency on the Holy Spirit. But it starts in love. And love is, with the Lord Jesus, is absolutely incredible. I think it's the most ultimate that we can have, because the Father wills us, for whatever reason, he's God, that the closest relationship we have on this planet is with his Son. Because his Son died for us. His Son obeyed God the Father perfectly, and it cost him his life, his body, his blood, his being. And so when we look to the Lord Jesus for that love, my friend, he is no respecter of persons. He will come back. If you are pursuing to want to communicate with him and hear him speak to you, and not just that, have him there as your best friend. He's there to call you by name. He's there to say, I love you. And there is nothing like that on the planet. That is unbelievable when you know that Jesus Christ himself, who is inside of you as a Christian, loves you so much. And he's gonna say it. He's going to speak it. And he's going to declare it to you in a wonderful, simple way. Well, before we run out of time here, I do want to, and pick up next time, I do want to tell you that I have two books. One is The Paths to Individual Breakdown. And the second is Old Self, New Self. And both books you can get at, well, you can just look on the website at untojesusnotmen.com. And there's links to where you can purchase them. You can purchase the books also at thousands and thousands of local book retailers across the country. The ISBN number is on our website at untojesusnotmen.com, untojesusnotmen.com. And so that'll be all for today. And until next time, may you draw relationally close, as we've been talking about, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And may he call you by name and tell you, my friend, how much he loves you. Goodbye.